Good morning, everyone. Today is the 7th of September, 2021. I hope you all are doing well. You know, many say they would die for Christ. Peter said the same thing, and he denied Christ. When we come to the time when we might have to face persecution, will our response be the same as Peter? Is my belief from the study of Scripture and the reality of the times we're living in, which includes the radical homosexual agenda, the moral decadence of our society, the propagation of the transgender movement, now even in the military by the federal government of the United States and the United Nations, that the probability is that we as true Christians will face persecution by our government in our lifetime. We need to remember that God alone is the only one we can look to that will be faithful to work in us to demonstrate the faith that He has placed in us. In and of ourselves, we can do absolutely nothing and will almost certainly compromise our testimony. We know this, and if we are honest, we must attest to the fact that we have failed in our testimony before others many, many times. How should we prepare for the upcoming persecutions to Christians in America and throughout the world? We should study the Bible daily and during our study pray that the Holy Spirit would open our eyes to the truth of God's Word. We should pray and ask God to protect us from the power of Satan and that God would cause us to live a repentant life, and when we succumb to sin, that He would cause us to repent and turn back to Him, which He will do if we are one of His people. We should fellowship with those who are committed to the same thing. We should pray that God would cause us to live our lives in the light of eternity and not be preoccupied with the trivial things of this world. We should constantly be reminded that God is the author and finisher of our faith. Well, you know, during this time, we are concerned about our families. It's a normal concern that we would care for our families and provide for our families. The Bible says that if one provides not for their family, they're worse than an infidel. But now our government is trying to separate the families. And by demanding that we do something that goes against our very conscience, and sometimes our relatives and other family members don't understand why we won't succumb to this. But God understands, and He will make a way for us through the wilderness. Never ceases to amaze me how man wants to take the glory for the works of his hands when God's creation spans the heavens and tells the story. Man says, "Look at what I've done." God asks, "Where were you when I laid the foundations of the universe, son?" Men brags about doing this and brags about doing that. Someday his pride will bring him down and he will go flat. He will fall to the ground, for God hates pride. It reveals to us what man really is on the inside. Let's start giving God the glory in these final hours, for He's the only one that has the total power. Well, you know, we need to continually realize that this life is very temporary. We've heard the King is coming all our lives amid this turmoil and this strife. We anticipate Him coming at any time and hear Him saying, "Well done, my child," and then everything will be fine. But until that day comes, we will wait for His return and always share the gospel, and our candles always burn. Because of His Spirit always dwelling in our lives, we'll occupy until He comes splitting the eastern skies. Grace is the fountain from which springs faith. It is our foundation from which our lips sing His praise. It is our anchor amid the storm. It is our comfort when we are forlorn. Grace is our sustainer when we are hard-pressed with the burdens coming over us and bringing us distress. Grace is God's answer to us, showing us His love and His smile, and grace will finally bring us to eternity after a while. Our daily bread. When we pray, "Give us our daily bread," we're not praying for just physical food we're being fed. No, we're praying from that manna which comes down from heaven above. That manna is full of God's eternal love, showered down to us from heaven from His dear Son, and applied to us daily by the Three in One. "Give us our daily bread" should be our daily plea. The spiritual manna from heaven will provide our every need. Well, I hope the good Lord is with you today in a special way. And let us realize that He is the author and the finisher of our faith. For the joy that was set before Him, He endured the cross. He despised the shame and is set down at the right hand of the throne of God. And He's making intercession for us. Who can separate us from the love of God? And who shall lay anything to the charge of God's elect? It is God that justifies. It is Christ that died. Have a blessed day.